episode 697, Out of the Pit.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy every day, ladies. It is Well-Being Wednesday, and I hope you are ready to really get yourself out of the pit. It's the holidays, and I don't know about you, but I've been sinking a little bit low. So we're going to get real and honest here like we do all the time, but we're going to talk specifics about out of the pit. But first off, let's give a warm welcome and a shout out to all of our wonderful new family members, our sisters, and even some brothers around the globe. Welcome to this incredible family. I'm so thrilled that you are here. If you haven't already had the opportunity, head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to find the simple in every day. Because you know what? We can find the chaos, can we not? We got the complexity going on high, but we need to begin to find the simple, bringing it back down to the foundation. Because when we're back down to the foundation, we find our way out of the pit. But most of us aren't doing that. We're living the world like everybody else wants us to live it, instead of living it by the design of what God wants for us as individuals. Okay, so that doesn't mean that the way I'm living my life is exactly how you need to be living your life to get out of the pit. What I'm saying is the way that you need to live your life is unique to you. It's God designed. The way I live my life is unique to me. It's God designed. But here, when we're talking about out of the pit, we all tend to sink. We do. It's like quicksand and it grabs a hold of us. How much must you cram into your day? If you don't have enough to do, the frustration continues to grow. Yet you push through. Out of the pit you climb. Well, at least that is your hope, right? You want to get out of that pit. You're tired of being suffocated, of drowning in your own stuff. Your desire is to get everything done regardless of the sacrifice. But what if that sacrifice is you, your well-being? Have you thought about that lately? How are you really feeling this morning? When you got up and you looked in the mirror, what did you say to yourself? Did you say, yes, I am on fire. I look amazing. This is awesome. Or did you stumble out of bed, pulled yourself to your slippers, somehow made it to the shower, and now you're in the car beginning your day? Maybe it's somewhere in between, but you're in the pit, you see. And when you add in the holidays, well, it becomes extra crazy, out of control on steroids. Have you seen that? All you have to do is go shopping at a local store. I don't care if it's the grocery store. I don't care if it's your favorite Target or Walmart or whatever your favorite store. You know, the market down the street. No matter how hard you try, you always seem to fall short of accomplishing your list. As I was driving my son back to school, yes, the school day had ended, and he forgot some homework. And next thing you know, I hear some mumble in the background, and he says, "This has been a long week." And I responded, "And it's only Tuesday, baby." And he looked at me, rolled his eyes. "I know, Mom." You see, it's not just us feeling the chaos, but it's our family, too. This time of the year is like I said, it's out of control on steroids. We don't know what to do. We find ourselves in the pit and we think we can get out of it by what? Doing more? By being superwoman? I can conquer it all. To trying maybe even to live beyond the Joneses, making sure everything's extra perfect. Are you one who has to have that package wrapped just so-so? Do you have to find that perfect gift? Not that those things aren't important. But what is really important? It comes back to the foundation. So how do you get out of the pit? The pit of stress. The pit of must-dos. The pit of self-induced pressure. There's a lot of P's there, aren't there? No wonder we're feeling a little bit bummed. We don't know what, if we're coming or going, we don't know our alphabet because all we are is stuck in the pit of stress. I've been there this week too. Let me give you my long laundry list. With 3 concerts, testing, deadlines, interviews, finishing up decorating, preparation for 2017, coaching clients, writing, some surprises, birthdays, and that doesn't include all the domestic beauties. And for those of you who don't know, that's the, you know, the running of the household, you know, the vacuuming, the cleaning, the cooking, just what the normal CEO of a household does. I found myself that I will barely make it to bed. Or will I even make it to bed? I feel like all I do is drag myself from one to-do to the next. Where's the joy in that? Not much here when you're in the pit of stress. And then what happens to your well-being? You know, not only do you see those dark circles in the morning, the puffy eyes, maybe even the puffy nose, you feel a little bit more bloated. And you're like, well, this is weird. Your shoes are even tight on your feet, and you're like, my gosh, are they swollen? Yet it's getting colder outside, so you got to cover them up. You can't wear flip-flops. So what do? When your body begins to respond to the pit you reside in, you may find that you have an upset stomach, having troubles even going to the bathroom. I know, TMI, but I told you it's going to be real and raw here today. Because you're not taking care of yourself when you feel like this. The holidays are not meant to be stress. The only person that ever should have been stressed out on Christmas was Mary when she gave birth to Jesus. This should be a celebration. This should be a time of reflection, of absolute joy. Something that comes from no other. Just when you think about the birth of your child or the birth of your, you know, closest relative, maybe a niece or a nephew, there's something special about that. But we don't think about that, do we? We just think about, oh my gosh, I've got this to do. I've got to go shopping. I got to make sure I get this gift. I've got to order this online. And then I have to go pick this up. And then wait, I've got to go to work too because I got to make money to do all this other stuff. And then I got to get the decorating done. And oh wait, the lights are out over here. So I've got to replace this section of the lights. And we're not even 2 weeks into December. I'm exhausted just thinking about it. And when we talk about it, I mean, my body, I don't know about yours, but are you tightening up? Do you feel the stress in your shoulders? You see, your body responds also. Your well-being is not well anymore. You're causing it to go into this chaotic response. And it's not just about the bathroom troubles either. You may be craving way too much sugary goods, which, you know, in moderation may be fine. But every hour on the hour? No. You may get aggravated easily, short-tempered, cranky 101. You find yourself yelling at the cats. What did the cats do to you? They just sit there and walk around. Maybe you can't sleep. You're sitting there having problems with it. And you thought, oh, you know, it's just work. It's just, oh, that time of year. Why aren't you listening to your body? Your body is trying to tell you something. See, you're residing in the pit. And sometimes actually we choose to stay there. Why? Well, because maybe we've done it every year prior to that. Maybe that's all we know. Maybe that's how we were brought up. Maybe our moms modeled that. Maybe, you know, you saw your grandmas model that. Maybe a good friend mom, you know, a good friend of yours that's mom. Had that. I look back on my Christmas and I love decorating. And maybe I should love decorating because not only did we decorate our house, but we also decorated the church, wherever we were on the church. So we always had double responsibilities. And so for a few years when we were residing in Nebraska, I kid you not, and my kids can attest to this, I had over 40 Christmas trees. Yes, some were little, okay, and some were big, 12 feet. Not only had one 12 foot though, by the way. That was just, I couldn't have had multiples. And then we decorated the outside trees. It was crazy. But it was awesome all at the same time. But I had younger children then. Did I really need to do that? Well, that was kind of normal for me. I would go with my mom to decorate the church. And there were always more than enough trees at the church. It was always beautiful. And you would walk in and just felt like you walked into heaven. The lights would just, just glisten and everything. I mean, you felt like the angels were going to turn every corner just for you. And I guess maybe for me, that's how I felt like Christmas needed to be. Now, I do decorate my house a lot with lots of trees. But there are times, too, that I know that it's okay to scale back. I don't have to have the 40 Christmas trees up. It's all right. No big deal. It's still going to be a great Christmas. But you see, if we're not in tune with what our bodies are telling us, we're not listening. And that means you are choosing to stay in the pit. So when your body's telling you you can't sleep, maybe you should be asking yourself, well, why isn't it sleeping? Am I too overstressed? Am I burning the candle at both ends? Oh, I'm so good at that. What about you? Because when that begins to happen, we're setting ourselves up for a tremendous roller coaster ride all the way down to the bottom. Your well-being's done. Yeah, you're going to gain not just those 5 holiday pounds that they say we all will gain, but you're going to gain more stress. Your blood pressure is going to go up. Your frustration's always going to be there. And what's really sad is the joy and the spirit of Christmas will be lost. So when you're still in the pit, not only do you, have problems in the bathroom, maybe we're eating too many sugary foods, you're getting aggravated, short-tempered, you can't sleep, you definitely have low energy, and you're thinking, oh, but I don't, because why? Sugary goods. You're getting little spikes of okay, I can do this, and then you crash. I can do this, and you crash. That's not a good roller coaster to be on. You finally figure out that you're worn out. You're done, but you're so close, you say, I'm going to push through. I can do this. What do you want for Christmas? Do you want to be Superwoman? Because sometimes when we're trying to be that, we're only destroying our own well-being. We're putting out our own spark that God has put in within us. We're burning ourselves out. So how do you get out of the pit and survive? What's best for stress? As much as you don't want to hear it, rest is best for stress. Rest is best for stress. Now, if that's not an easy kiss to keep it simple strategy to remember, I don't know what is. Rest. Rest is best for stress. And it's number one, shake off the negative mindsets, the self-defeating mindsets. If you don't have 40 Christmas trees, that doesn't mean you're not going to have an amazing holiday. You see, I just gave myself permission not to have those 40 Christmas trees. This year, I think we'll have about 6 in the house by the time I'm done. 2 main trees, and then I have, well, no, I take that back. Maybe we'll have 9 because I have kind of little sets of them. And they're not huge. Like, ones are like, 4 feet tall, and so they're more little. So it doesn't take a lot to decorate them. But to make them look nice, yes. But you see, shake off the negative mindsets. It's not about how many trees, even if there is a tree. Number 2, set boundaries. Yes, you will have to say no. You're going to have to say no to things. As much as you want to say yes, you got to say no. You're going to have different seasons, and this season may be your season to become in love with the word and the letters N-O.
No.
And that's a hard thing for me to comprehend, too, because it can bite us every single time. Yes is so much easier. It sounds even like joy when you say it. Yes, I'll do it. No is like, bleh. So say it with a little more spunk. No. Allow that to come back into your vocabulary. Set boundaries. Number three, part of the shh is hold onto your priorities. You see, this is what happens with our priorities. We usually give them up. The things that mean the most to us or that really should be our focus, that's what suffers. Think about what suffers in your family around the holidays. What suffers for you personally? And number four of the shh, have faith. Have faith. Psalm 42 says this, He lifted me out of the pit of despair, out of the mud and the mire. He set my feet on solid ground and steadied me as I walked along. Don't let this holiday season be an excuse to give up what God sees as his priorities in you. We make up excuses all the time, and we'll do some of the stuff that honestly really doesn't matter. Your well-being is his priority. Is it yours? How are you taking care of yourself? Are you resting? Because rest is best for stress. That may mean you got to step back a little bit. Have power in that. Know that that's a positive thing within your life. That's not something that you should run from, but embrace. A great question to use in conjunction with this kiss, rest is best for stress, is ask yourself this. What is he asking me to give up in order to gain joy, peace, and love? That's truly the reason for the season. So what is God asking you to give up in order for you to gain joy, peace, and love? Only you can answer that. I don't know your to-do list. I don't know how you celebrate the holidays, how you celebrate Christmas, maybe how you celebrate Hanukkah. There are so many different ways to celebrate, and nothing's right or wrong. It's your traditions. But look at it from the aspect of God's point of view. How does he want to use you this holiday season? You're not Superwoman. And being that isn't our focus, yet we stumble there without conscious thought. We end up there and we're like, how did I end up here? Because we didn't think about it. We just kind of went through the motions. Okay, yeah, sure. Next thing you know, you're ending up having to cook 10 dozen worth of cookies between three different parties. Now, for some of you, that might be awesome. But for others, it may be like gray hair happening and waiting. There's no reason to upset your body unnecessarily. And stress has an amazing impact on our well-being. And when you're stuck and you are in the pit, you got to get out of it. And you got to get out of it fast. Because after the holidays, what happens? It's the new year. And that is definitely for another episode. So get out of that pit today. Don't wait for your body to break down, for you to get sick. Because you know what? That's usually what happens. It's a protection measure. The body says, I can do no more. Think back a few years. Do you find yourself, maybe a sickness comes up, you get extra tired, or you become run down, and the next thing you know, you're in bed for a couple days, not feeling real well? Maybe you remember one time specifically. Your well-being is important. It's time to get out of the pit. rest is best for stress. Try it out and see what happens. Let me know. And if you are truly struggling and you're like, you just, Christiane, you just truly, you have no idea what my life is like right now. And I kind of need some help here. Then click on the link, take aim. Let's talk about this. Your well-being is important. Because as a woman of impact, there is no way you can go out and be on purpose for the purpose that was created within you. There's no way. And God has a sense of humor, but you know what? He does get frustrated with us sometimes. He says, haven't you been noticing what I'm doing? I'm trying to close these doors, but you keep opening them. Listen. Listen to your body. Become in tune with it. Know what you're feeling. If you don't normally have stomach pains and all of a sudden you're like bloated all the time and you're just not feeling good and the energy is lacking, maybe you should be questioning your stress level. Rest. God rests too. And you should too. God will lift you out of the pit, out of the mud and the mire. Go out and have an incredible day. Think about you, because God is too. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.